Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining me is Ed Hutner, the Financial Markets Lab at Niagara University. Ed, always great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us. Markets kind of continuing on this rally, seeing some green, which is good to see for a lot of people. That's how I judge things, by the way. If the line is green or red, that's how I know it's been a good or bad day.
Yeah, well, it's been a pretty green couple of weeks in the investment markets. Very strong this week, up about 4.5%. Of course, the week was shortened because of the Memorial Day holiday, but Tuesday and yesterday up about 500 points on the Dow each of those days. And so if you take a look back at the line, we are getting closer and closer to where we are, where we were on February 19th with the overall high in the stock market. We've talked before about the differences between what people are going through in terms of the economy and unemployment. We'll get another number on new jobless claims this morning in an hour or so. But the disparity with the kind of pain that people are feeling and what's happening in the stock markets just keeps getting wider and wider. So the markets are doing really well. They're looking ahead as they do. And they're predicting that the economy is going to be a lot stronger.
They're predicting the economy is going to be a lot stronger. Do we need the economy to be more than just a lot stronger? Because unemployment is now so high. I mean, the economy needs to be at such a strong standing to be able to put all these people back to work, right?
Yeah, and that is going to be the big challenge. There are going to be a lot of businesses that are going to be reopening, and when they reopen, I think everybody realizes that things are not going to be just the same way they were. And with businesses reopening, the way that they structure and the way that they do work, I think, is going to be very different. And they may not need as many people as they had before. They may need people with different skills. But if we go back and think about putting the people back to work, the number of unemployed, which, as I said before, we'll get some new numbers today, it's going to be somewhere close to 40 million people unemployed. If we go back just a few months, there was a real talk about a critical labor shortage, about businesses not being able to grow because of a lack of workers. So we're going to have to see how this plays out.
Is there concern in the markets and maybe some other financial circles about, you know, when we do return to work, the kind of the fractured state of reopening? We would think it means just that as we reopen, people are getting back to work, but you have many people looking at the situation, and some might say they don't feel safe going back to work. Others have kids who aren't in school because the schools aren't open. Summer camps might not be open. Maybe they can't go to a daycare, and there's no one else to watch them. And now they're stuck with the decision of, what do I do? Do I necessarily, can I go back to work right away?
Well, yeah, that is a real critical issue. I'm a professor, a teacher at Niagara University, and we haven't had We don't know exactly how we're opening up in a few months. We don't know what the dates are going to be. I know that in California, the universities there will be all online for the University of California system. I know that Canisius College just announced that they will be going to in-person classes. Syracuse University, where my daughter goes, will be opening, but it'll be on a completely different schedule. And so these are the kind of things that we really need to know. What kind of childcare will people need? How will it all work out? And at this point, people just don't know. So I think we're going to start to get some clarity on that, just in terms of what's going to happen with schools reopening. I think that not a lot will probably reopen for the summer. I think that camps and summer schools are still going to need to stay online. But I think everybody's really focused on that end of August, September date to at least get the schools back in operation.
Or at the very least, just having clarity, which, again, is so hard to do. Even doctors will tell you we don't really know what will happen 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now. Having clarity in that would help things a lot.
It really would. People need to plan. We've got to be able to make arrangements. And like I said, I don't know what dates I'll be teaching. I don't know if I'll be teaching online. I don't know if anybody really knows any of that. And it's just not that far away. So hopefully some clarity is going to come as people look at other places that have opened up and those that have done safely to see if they can model that for reopening Western New York.
Has investment advice changed at all since the beginning, from what we have been saying a couple months ago?
Well, I think that for a lot of people, if we go back, and I know it seems like it's a really long time ago, but it was only 10 weeks ago. People were taking more and more risk, and with the downturns of the markets, I think that people are really looking at saying, what was the strategy that worked best? And I think the strategy that worked best over the crash that we've had in the subsequent recovery is just the most boring news of all, the most boring advice of all, is have a plan and stay with that plan. Stay invested. If you would have done that, even in the darkest days of the middle of March, when we were down almost 40% on the Dow, you would have really gotten almost all of that back by now. So the advice of have a plan, make regular deposits, leave your money in, don't move it around, don't try to time the market, once again, just turned out to be the right advice. And that's probably the best advice to give people thinking about how to invest going forward.
The advice pays off. Ed, thanks so much. Once again, it's Ed Hutton, Director of the Financial Markets Lab at Niagara University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.